Hello. Well, in 3 weeks' time, on September the 29th, we start what we call a new frequency schedule.
Oh, no.
Don't all moan at once. You'll put us off the air. Well, anyhow, what it means is that we make various adjustments in which frequencies we use and for how long, so that for the next few months, we can give our listeners the best possible service. Andrew Piper, our presentation organizer, and Jeff Spells, one of our frequency managers, are here to discuss this whole situation in the studio. Andrew, would you mind kicking off with the first test of Jeff's expertise?
Well, I was just going to say I was moaning because of all the work that this change of schedule lands me in. I'm sure it does you, Jeff, too.
Oh, indeed, yes.
You're involved in deciding which frequency is going to be best under the conditions in the new season of the year. It's winter in the Northern Hemisphere and it means different conditions for shortwaves, doesn't it?
Oh, indeed it does. And, of course, it's coming into summer in the Southern Hemisphere, so they've just gone through the low part of their year. And we have to bring the schedules for that area into a summer condition. We'd like to use the same frequencies, if we possibly can. But in the crowded situation in the shortwave bands, it is sometimes difficult to find good frequencies.
Can I ask at this point whether you have to negotiate with other broadcasting organisations for the use of these frequencies?
Well, the radio regulations that govern the use of the frequencies says that any broadcaster can use any frequency within the shortwave bands at any time of the day. We look at all of the information we have to hand. We have schedules from other broadcasters that we consult. We have what we call band scan information. We actually run receivers across the shortwave broadcasting bands to identify the blank parts of the spectrum where we can usefully put a transmission. And we also negotiate our frequency requirements with some of the major Western broadcasters.
So there's going to be a terrific crowd wanting the same frequencies.
Oh, indeed. If you take the 6 megahertz broadcast band, the 49-meter band, there are 49 channels available. That's at 5 kilohertz spacing, but you cannot successfully broadcast 5 kilohertz away from somebody else. We reckon on a 10 kilohertz channel spacing, which means you end up with a maximum of 25 channels that can be used effectively in Europe. Now, there are far more than 25 broadcasters wishing to broadcast to Europe at the same time. So, hence the congestion.
Well, Jeff, I mean, I've looked at the schedule and obviously there are things that are going to help, like more provision of transmissions in the 3 to 4 megahertz range for Europe particularly. This is because of this congestion at low frequencies?
Yes, but there again the 4 megahertz broadcast band, 75 meters, is only 50 kilohertz wide. One frequency does carry world service. That is 3.955 megahertz. But that frequency also has to carry our French and German transmissions, so we can't carry world service all the time. But that frequency is extremely useful for Western and parts of Central Europe.
Anything else in the schedule that's going to help listeners, Jeff?
Well, there is very little that we can do with the schedule to help all our listeners. But one of the problems that we have had is providing a service in the period 07:30 to 09 hours.
For Europe?
For Europe. Now, what we have managed to do is to change the time of day when some of our maintenance is done at the transmitting sites, such that we can put on two extra frequencies to fill this gap. And the frequencies will be 7.15 megahertz and 9.41 megahertz. So that is an improvement. The other problem is that the usual pattern that people have got used to over the last few years is likely to be changed. We maintain the same frequencies, but the parts of Europe where they will be good will change because the energy comes down further away from the transmitting site under these winter conditions than people have been used to over the last few years. Typical example is our World Service evening transmissions into Europe. We schedule 5.975 megahertz from the UK into Western Europe and 6.18 megahertz from Cyprus into Southeast Europe. This year, what listeners may find is that 5.975 megahertz will work better in Southeast Europe and 6.18 megahertz will work better in Western Europe.
We've talked about Europe so far, the problems of Europe, but also we've had quite a lot of letters over the year from listeners in South Asia, in India particularly, saying what difficulties they've been having with higher frequencies, like 15.31, which used to be an old favourite. We made changes a few weeks ago, cutting 15.31 short at 1330 Greenwich Mean Time and switching it to another relay station, introducing a lower frequency, 7.15 megahertz. Now, is that sort of thing going to continue in the new schedule? Yeah.
Well, a similar pattern. I haven't been too pleased with the results that we've had on 7.15 so far. It hasn't performed as well as we had anticipated. However, moving 15.31 megahertz to a different relay station did improve that for the period that we moved it. Now, unfortunately, we will be unable to continue 15.31 megahertz at that site. We need the transmitter for other services. But we did intend to keep the 7 megahertz band running at our eastern relay station, but the frequency would be 7.16. We may have to change that frequency in light of the performance that we get from it in the early stages of the schedule, but we will keep an eye on that and see what we can do. But we are doing other things for people in South Asia. 15.31 used to run through till 1830, however, it will close now at 1330 and go to the 7.16 megahertz, as I've already explained. But from 16 hours to 1830, we'll be operating on 7.125 megahertz. Now, that should provide a good signal, we hope.
That's a new frequency.
That's a new frequency. Mm. That will be starting at the introduction of the schedule.
What about Africa?
Well, as I said earlier, most of Africa, the southern parts of Africa, are actually coming into a summer condition.
Yes.
So they will be reverting back to the pattern that we were operating in sort of May of this year. So hopefully this will solve the problems that they've been experiencing during the last 2 to 3 months.
So we might be heard better there, in fact.
I hope so.
Now, what's the position about North America, Jeff?
Well, again, they are going to suffer similar problems to the ones that we'll be suffering in Europe. However, we have a much less flexible situation there to overcome the problems. For example, we are unable to use the 41 metre broadcast band because that's allocated to the amateurs in North America. So we are stuck with the 49 metre band and the 31 metre band. Now, last winter, we were operating a pattern that we will be operating again this year. There's not a great deal that we can do to improve the situation. Again, we have frequency congestion problems, so trying to find clear frequencies is extremely difficult.
And is South America in the same position as any southern hemisphere country?
Yes, that's in the same position as southern Africa. Mm. They will be reverting back to a summer type of schedule where the frequencies will be that little bit higher and hopefully will work in bands that have less congestion.
Well, thanks very much, Andrew and Jeff. And next week in Waveguide, we'll be reviewing Sony's latest digital radio, the 2001D. And the week after that, we'll be giving you the full details of the frequency changes that we've just been talking about. So, until next time, goodbye.